This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In the United States, school bus drivers and monitors working for Durham School Services are trying to improve their wages and working conditions by joining the Teamsters Union. The company is reacting in a viciously anti-union manner. This is despite the fact that its parent company in the UK, National Express, gets along well enough with its unions. In this second of a three-part series, I talked to Mac Urrata. Mr. Urrata is the secretary of the Inland Transport Section of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. He and representatives of unions in the UK and Germany visited some Durham workplaces recently. I asked him what he had discovered.
We visited several Durham school bus yards in Charleston, South Carolina, and Pensacola, Florida. And some of the things we saw there was very, very shocking. For example, we saw school buses with worn out tires, some seats were torn, there were molds on buses. And on one bus in South Carolina, we saw this notice, next inspection, March 2013, which really meant that somehow that bus was not inspected on time, and I believe this is really an unroadworthy vehicle. So it was no surprise when the folks from the union in Charleston and Pensacola told us that two-thirds of the drivers have experienced a breakdown of their vehicle whilst they were carrying students on board. And we heard from the colleagues there that the managers give better buses to those workers who don't complain. But at the end of the day, all the school students are equal. And how can you have one group of pupils riding dangerous school buses and then some others in better buses? There are some cases of parents raising their voices already. Secondly, in Charleston, I met one school bus driver who told me that she was forced to drive her vehicle when she had a temperature of 102 Fahrenheit. And I thought this was really bad. Then in Pensacola, I met another female driver who had a temperature of 103 Fahrenheit. What they told us was that the management does not really take them off their duties when they are sick. This woman in Pensacola had to drive a bus with high fever. The managers don't take them off the roster. There were common stories of these drivers really struggling to get an annual leave to attend the funerals of their parents and brothers and sisters. I mean, this kind of management is really unsustainable, in my view. They are sucking blood out of the stone to make profit.
How has the ITF been helping the Teamsters Union in its campaign to unionize Durham workers in the U.S.?
Well, as you know, this company, Durham, the parent company is from the U.K. It's called the National Express. They operate some railway lines, buses, coaches in the U.K., and between Unite the Union and the Teamsters, there's been a long-established alliance called Driving Up the Standards campaign. And they have this ongoing working relationship, but the National Express has this expansion plan to bid into other countries. So, for example, when they purchased a very large bus company called ALSA in Spain, through the ITF, we brought together the unionists from Spain, UGT and CCOO, together with the Teamsters and other colleagues, plus the UK unions into the same forum to discuss the anti-union activities of this company. And likewise, now that this National Express is entering into a couple of regional railway lines in Germany, we are inviting the German colleagues to our forum through the ITF to make sure that they understand what kind of anti-union activities this National Express unfolds in the States.
A demonstration is being planned for May 8th in London at the annual general meeting of National Express, the company that owns Durham. What is the purpose of this demonstration? What does the ITF want National Express to do?
Well, Mark, from the part of the world I come from, we say that the fish rottens from the head. And what we have seen in this international fact-finding mission to South Carolina or Florida, I don't think they are isolated cases. For example, in California, a class action lawsuit. Through this lawsuit, the company had to pay $6 million to its employees for not properly paying their salaries over the last few years. As you may know, the local authority pension fund forum is warning National Express as a shareholder that they may vote down the company's annual report at this coming AGM if National Express does not rectify its labor practice in the States. Last year, I was in that AGM with other colleagues from Unite and the Teamsters as well. And we raised our genuine concerns about what's happening in the States, the safety standards or their anti-union behavior. And it resonated with some other shareholders in the room. They began to ask the same questions. They said, look, there's some serious problems in the States. You have managers from America. Why aren't they explaining their position? But the CEO said, well, these are just a bunch of people from Teamsters and other trade unions. They will be back again next year to make another round of complaint. So I'm back to their AGM this year again. And really, the bottom line is that we want this company to respect trade unions everywhere they operate, including the United States of America. We want them to be neutral when trade unions are organizing their workers. The workers on the ground have the knowledge and experiences of where the problems are and how you could make a better operation of your school buses. And if the company isn't ready to listen to these workers through their trade union representation, I think sooner or later, this company is going to fall. This sort of management structure and culture is really unsustainable. And we really want the company to listen for the last time, hopefully, to redress their very anti-union attitude.